Guess who? Such a quick response. And I even had your eyes covered. I'm glad you remember me, baby. That you remember your master's voice. Although, you don't seem too happy to see your caring girlfriend again. Oh, that's right, honey. Ex-girlfriend. Thank you for reminding me. Sometimes I forget that we aren't still together. Can you blame me? It wasn't exactly a clean breakup after all. You left in the middle of the night, snuck away without a single word. Well, sure, you talked about breaking up with me before, threatened to leave, but I never thought you'd actually do it. You were usually so well behaved, sweetie. I worked hard to train you to be my perfect little pet. Maybe I was too soft, too forgiving. What, I can't check up on you? See how you're doing? Oh, please. Did you really think I wouldn't be able to find out where you live? I mean, all I had to do was follow you back from work. It wasn't hard. I actually had a lot of fun sneaking around like that, watching you from afar. I know you never got that restraining order that you wanted. But still, it's better to be cautious. Who knows what you might have done if you'd noticed me earlier? You were always prone to overreacting. Plus, I wanted this to be a surprise. You are surprised, aren't you? Don't say that. Don't try to make me into the villain again. I wish I didn't have to do this. I really do. But you've given me no other choice. We were happy together. I was happy. Then you ran off. You abandoned me and left the jagged pieces of my heart scattered on the cold ground. Do you understand how much you've hurt me, sweetheart? I can't fucking think straight anymore. Even getting out of bed in the morning is a struggle. Let alone going to work. And when I'm at the office, it's hardly any better. My mind wanders. I snap at my coworkers over the smallest things. All because of you. Because you threw me aside like I was nothing. You loved me once. I think you still do. Somewhere. Deep down, there's a part of you that wishes Mommy were there to hold you in her embrace, to tell her good little boy what to do. And that part will never go away, no matter how much you want it to. We're meant to be together, honey. This little outburst of yours has made that even more clear to me. I can't spend another night alone in our bed. I won't. And that is why I came here. To bring you back home. Calm down. It's all right. Fuck, someone might hear you. Shh. Good boy. Scream into my hand. Let it all out. Good boy. Sweetie, you're shaking. What's wrong? Are you really afraid of me? Baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for everything that I did. our relationship wasn't perfect, and you didn't deserve to be treated that way. But I promise, I'll be better this time. You won't ever have to feel unsafe with me ever again. I love you. So please, won't you come home? Just give me one more chance. That's all I'm asking. A chance to make things right. Why are you still fighting? Please, sweetie, don't do this. We can be a couple again. I'll forgive you for leaving. It'll be like it never even happened. Don't you remember how happy you were with me? The bad times were so rare. And I didn't leave any scars, did I? Please, don't struggle. This could stop now. All you have to do is give in. Please. You really aren't going to hear me out? After I took care of you for so long? After those wonderful nights that we spent together, when you whispered my name like the sound itself was heaven? Fine. Have it your way. Just remember, I tried to be reasonable. Hey, don't worry. Mommy came prepared in case you decided to be a brat. I brought something special with me today. You want to see? Ta-da! I saw this beautiful knife while I was shopping, and I just knew you would love it. Huh? Be careful, sweetie. The blade's terribly sharp. If you move too much, I might nick you. And we don't want that, do we? No, we don't. It would be a shame if I cut that pretty throat of yours and had to watch the life drain from your eyes as you bled out. Darling, God, your tears are running down my hand. They're so warm. You poor sweet thing. Mommy doesn't want to hurt you. I never did. I don't like seeing you in pain. But you just look so adorable when you cry. That sniffling and the way your breath hitches, almost as if you were hiccuping. Oh God, I can't help myself. We better get inside. It would be rather awkward if one of your neighbors caught us like this. Give me the keys, sweetie. I am not in a very good mood right now, so for your own sake, I suggest you do what I say. Good boy. That wasn't so hard, was it? Let's see, I think this is the right one. There! First try. I'm going to take my hand off of your mouth, okay? And if you scream or try to run away, well, I still have this knife. Remember? There, yep. Take nice deep breaths for me. Have you settled down a little bit? Good boy. Now walk inside, slowly. Come on, you go first. What? Can't I be chivalrous for once? Stop. That's far enough. Stay still while I close the door behind us. Okay. You can move in a little further. Actually, why don't you go sit down on the couch? That way, I can get a good look at your new bachelor pad from the inside. I I figured you wouldn't be able to afford a nice place, but don't you get tired of living in this cramped apartment? Oh, just admit it. You miss living with me, having all that space? No. You like cooking in this crappy kitchen? Using a hot plate instead of a proper stove? To be honest, I don't even know what to do with the stuff you left. It's not like I really ever cook or anything. I've just been ordering out since you left. Pizza and sushi, mostly. Didn't expect my diet to get so bad once you were out of the picture. I suppose it makes sense, though. You tended to make fairly healthy food. I can't tell you how much I miss coming back from work to a home-cooked meal. My job is stressful enough as it is. You're pretty much the only thing keeping me sane. I'm serious. Without my sweet baby boy to hold on to, I'm starting to fall apart. Since you left, my heart hasn't stopped aching. Every hour, every second, that dull pain just grows. It devours another part of me. At night, I snuggle close to your pillow, wishing it was really you. And sometimes, as I lie there, breathing in the faint scent of you, I actually imagine my little pups come home. But those are only dreams, memories that replay themselves in my mind. So many little moments. At the time, they didn't really seem important. Yet, I would spill blood just to have your fingers interlaced in mine again. To joke over a cup of coffee with my sweetheart. Now, all I do is work. And when I'm not working, I sit in the living room by myself, worrying about you. I wonder where you are. If you're safe? At least work keeps me occupied. Anything's better than that crushing silence, than the terrible dread of knowing you're living your life without me. I need you, puppy. I thought I knew that before, but the truth is I had no clue. If I had any idea how terrible this would be, how much you take from me when you left, I never would have let you out of my sight. There's a part of me missing now, an emptiness that your love once filled. Shh, it's okay. I can fix this. Mommy's going to make it better. Look at you. You're just a lost puppy. A stray. Don't you realize your owner is right here? My little pet. Why don't you come home where it's warm and cozy? Just let me kiss you and hug you until all the bad memories disappear. We could have a fresh start. What do you say, sweetie? Will you be mommy's little boy again? Fine, be stubborn. I'll beat that disobedient streak out of you if I have to. Take your clothes off, slut. You heard me. Strip. Would you rather I cut that ugly shirt to ribbons? God, why are you being so difficult? Don't move around too much. My hand might slip. Ugh. There. No scratches, no blood. I told you, I'm pretty good with a knife. Now, should I do the pants as well? Good boy. I knew you were smart. Yeah, Slip them off for me, whore. Underwear too! What's with that frightened, confused expression on your face? Shouldn't it be obvious what I'm doing? No. How about I let you in on a little secret then? Mommy's going to make you into a broken little mess. All those times that you whined about me not stopping when you used your safe word. You said I raped you. Well, now I'm really going to do it. I am going to use your whore body to satisfy myself. Fuck you as you scream and beg for me to stop. Fuck, are you getting hard? The thought of getting raped by your girlfriend actually turns you on, doesn't it? That's really cute. My adorable little rape slut. Mommy loves you. It's going to be okay, baby. It's going to be okay. Soon, we'll be back home, watching some boring sitcom, not really paying attention to the screen, just happy to be in each other's company. And it'll be like this never happened. But before that, I'm going to hurt you. Not an eye for an eye, no. Even though you abandoned me, even though you crushed my heart. Instead, this will be that little prick of the needle, the brief flash of pain that disappears once you realize you've gotten your medicine. I swore I'd take care of you, and I'm not going back on that promise now. Call me a monster if you have to. Yell and scream and fight. Do whatever makes you feel like you resisted. Because it won't matter in the end. Good boy. Start stroking. Don't be shy. I have seen you naked plenty of times. Why act all prudish now? There you go. Wrap your fingers around that beautiful cock and gently squeeze. Yeah. Rub the tip with your palm. Spread the pre-cum all over. Good boy. Play with yourself as I watch. Feel the blood rushing to your groin, the warm mix of fear and arousal surging through your body. Sweetie, you are getting so stiff for me. Here, why don't I take this jacket off? And unbutton my blouse. Now you can masturbate to your girlfriend's soft body. You're giving me those puppy dog eyes, honey. Should I unhook my bra as well? All right, but only if you promise to be good. Good boy. These are the tits that you used to suckle at, remember? Mommy loved nursing you, feeling you take my nipples in your mouth. Your cock is swelling even more, puppy. I bet you wish you could touch me. Not yet. I think you deserve a little more teasing. Fuck, you are so cute. Yeah, that's it. Work up from the base. Go back down again. Up and down. Up and down. Oh, sweetie. You are making me really wet. Oh, I'm soaking through my panties right now. Shit. I really want to touch myself. You won't do anything stupid if I put down the knife, will you? Who am I kidding? Of course you won't. It was more for dramatic effect, honestly. I don't need a knife to scare you, to have you follow my commands. Though there are some other fun things I could do with a blade. Maybe I should carve my name into your flesh. Make it so you never forget exactly who owns you. No, no, no. I'm sorry, sweetie. I was only joking. I wouldn't do that. Look, I'm setting the knife down on the counter. See? You're safe. Fuck! It is so adorable when you tremble like that. Okay, I cannot wait any longer. Keep jerking it, baby. Mommy is just going to slip a hand down her pants. Good boy. Go a little faster. Work that perfect cock. Fuck. I cannot believe I never had you do this for me when we were together. Yeah. Show mommy how you masturbate, slut. My fingers are getting coated in my love juices. Here, look at them glistening in the light. Oh, do you want a taste? All right, then. Open up. There you go, honey. Suck on my fingers. Just like that. Lick them clean. Good boy. You love how mommy tastes, don't you? So sweet and delicious. You always used to beg to eat me out. Not that it took much convincing. I just couldn't get enough of those needy, subby little whines of yours. Whenever you said, "Please, Mommy," my heart practically leapt out of my chest. Mwah! You really are the cutest. Mwah! My perfect baby boy. Let me taste myself on your lips. We had a perfect life together. It was simple, blissful. There was the odd fight here and there, sure. But we'd always kiss and make up after. Things were so, so good, darling. I don't understand how you could just throw that away. Why did you have to leave? Why? Weren't you happy? Wasn't I enough? You just can't get past that, can you? For God's sake, how many times am I going to have to apologize? Should I get on my knees and ask for forgiveness? Tell you how horrible I feel for what I did? How ashamed I am for those fits of anger? Well, I won't. I am done treating you like you're made of porcelain. Maybe You deserved it. Did you ever stop and think about that? Tell me, what was I supposed to do when you talked back? When you started behaving like a brat? Was I supposed to sit there with a smile and take it? Tell you that your feelings are valid? Don't be fucking stupid. You're better than that. I had to put you in your place. Hey, I only hit you because you were bad. Bad boys get punished, right? Look me in the eyes when I'm talking to you, whore. Look me in the fucking eyes. What was that? Speak up so I can hear you. Oh, puppy, you don't get to say no. You never get to say no to me. Shh! Mommy's just going to help her cute little boy remember his manners. Trying to cover your face, baby? Naughty boy. Get your arms out of the way. There we go. Feel free to keep your eyes closed. It won't make this hurt any less. You are mine, and you do whatever I fucking say. Got it? Shh. It's over. Yeah. Good boy. You're okay. Good boy. You can relax now. I think I got my point across. Settle into the couch and take nice deep breaths. In and out. In and out. In and out. I didn't enjoy that, you know. I really didn't. It kills me having to be so mean to you. But I can't be soft either. You understand why Mommy did that, don't you, sweetie? I know what's best for you. So you have to be obedient. It was for your own good. Sweetie? Talk to me. Shit, that was too much for him. Is it bad? Your wound? Let me see, baby. Yeah, that's it. You can uncurl your body. I'm done. No, don't flinch away. I'm just holding your chin up so I can get a better look. Ooh, that'll probably bruise. Hey, don't get upset. Your boss isn't gonna freak out, I promise. You've been through this before. Just make up a little story. What did I teach you to say? You tripped. That's all. It was an accident. Clumsy boy, you fall so often. I wonder if they ever noticed at your old job. You didn't hide it too well. Though, if they could tell, they never said anything. Not to you or HR, at least. Of course not. Because you're a big, strong man. How could I possibly hurt you? They knew. They did. The truth is, they chose not to believe it. They looked away from your black eyes, the busted lips, and pretended everything was okay. those people there, your friends, they didn't care about you. Mm-mm, not really. No one was going to help you. In fact, I should be impressed that you mustered the courage to leave all by yourself. I mean, it was the most idiotic thing that you've ever done, but it couldn't have been easy. I had you on a tight, tight leash. You hardly spent time with anyone else outside of work. I didn't allow it. And when you were gone for too long, I made sure to check in. After all, I couldn't have my good little boy running around town on his own, not without his owner nearby. It was the same at home as well. You worshipped me like a goddess. Give me everything in your heart. When we were together, you became my adorable pet. Such absolute trust, such fierce devotion. You comforted me when I got anxious, held me when I longed for your touch. And if I had to let my frustration out on someone, if my hands needed to break more than trinkets in my room, you were there then too. I hated myself the first time. I hated myself more than I ever thought was possible. I thought, what kind of person could I be to hit the person I love? I sat in the shower for who knows how long, watching the water go down the drain, my hands still shaking. I imagined that you must be in our room, like I left you, crying with that horrible expression of confusion and pain on your face. But you were so powerless, and it made me feel so strong. It's only natural I get addicted. I can't live without you, puppy. Did I tell you to stop stroking? Ooh, yeah, that's it. Keep jerking, slut. Fuck your hand as you remember all the ways I've hurt you. The feeling of my fingers around your throat. My knuckles pounding into that soft skin, making you sob and bleed. You fucking whore. How could anyone else want you after everything I've done to you? I won't ever let you forget what you are, sweetie. Just a broken toy. My toy. To use however I please. Faster. Get right to the edge. Holy shit. Keep going. Yeah. Oh, I miss the power. Are you trembling? How adorable you look when you cry. I got addicted. I need it, honey. I need more of it. I miss you so much. Oh, sweetie, do you need a break? That was really intense. I know. It's okay, just take your time. There's no rush. Would it help if I held you? Yeah? Come here. Oh, baby, my baby. I am so lucky to have you. I just get angry sometimes. It really isn't even your fault. You still shouldn't have tried to run away, though. That was wrong and selfish. But as long as you understand now, then we don't have to discuss it anymore. Hey, why don't we go to your bedroom? I bet you'd be a lot more comfortable there. All right. Stay still. Mommy's going to carry you. It is no trouble, sweetie. Really. You're tired, and I don't want to wear you out even more. So come on, put your trust in me. I'll take good care of you. I promise. There we go. Let me set you down on the sheets. Good boy. You know, I've been thinking about us a lot recently, reflecting on conversations that we had, the things you said to me. I keep going back to the moments that you confided in me. Those times were special, when you told me your deepest fears and anxieties. Life has not been easy on you. That became obvious very quickly once we got to know each other. I'm so sorry for how you've suffered, sweetie. I'm sorry for the darkness that you had to endure. You were lost for a long, long time, weren't you? Do you remember what you were like before we met? How you used to go out drinking every night with those so-called friends of yours? Trying to drown the emptiness inside of you with drugs and sex? But did those quick hookups, those nights spent in filthy bathrooms, ever give you the smallest bit of contentment? Or did they just make things worse? Reopen that old wound with each hazy morning? You didn't need me to find the answer. You knew it all along, yet couldn't see a different way of living. Only when there was something real to lose were you able to pull free. God, it feels like so many years ago. I was still working on my PhD then, and you were just a student in my class, on the verge of dropping out. But I saved you. You cried the first time we had sex. Afterwards, you told me that you'd never felt love until we met. Well, I never stopped loving you. And I won't give up on you. Not ever. Because you cannot survive on your own. You're nothing without me. I have to be there to protect my puppy, to watch out for you. Don't worry, no matter how bad things get, Mommy will come back to lift you up. You don't have to go to that dark place ever again. Sweet boy. Well, you didn't get to come earlier. Your balls must be aching for release. Shh, just lie back into the pillows. I'll take care of that built-up stress for you. Mommy is going to move on to the bed and spread your legs. You went all soft, baby. It's okay, though. I'll have you stiff and throbbing in no time. Good boy. Feel my tongue swirling over the tip. Mm-hmm. There's so much brie cum drooling out. Good boy. Keep moaning. I'm going to lick up all your juices. Yummy. Fuck. I guess you're still eating a lot of pineapple like I told you to. I can never get enough of this taste. I need more. You love watching mommy take your perfect cock in her mouth, don't you? Such a cute slut. You always look so helpless when I suck you off. Those little cries of pleasure, only barely stifled as you cover your mouth. And the way that you beg me to take you deeper. You're just putty in my hands, aren't you, darling? If you come back home, I'll get you off like this all the time. After all, didn't I always make sure to keep your balls drained when we were together? As long as I wasn't having you save up a big load or punishing you for being naughty, you would come for me every day. Even if you pretended that you weren't in the mood. Good pet. You can put your hands on the back of my head if you want to. I know you'll be gentle. But it's okay to be rough as well. I can take it. Your cock is pulsing in my mouth. Are you about to come, sweetie? Yeah. I'll go a little deeper then. Do you like how I'm rubbing your full balls, sweetie? Tell me how much you love being slutty. Say that you're mommy's little whore. Shit. You're really close, aren't you? Do it. First for me. Good boy. Shoot it onto my tongue. Give me all that hot, sticky cum. Come kiss me. Good boy. Swallow it all for me. Yeah. You taste nice, don't you? I bet you're glad that you listened to mommy's advice about your diet. What's wrong, slut? Is your head getting fuzzy? You look pretty out of it. Stay with me, sweetie. The night is young, and it's been so long since I've gotten to play with you. Did you really? really think I would just stop after a blowjob? No, puppy. Of course not. You still have to fill up my tight, wet pussy. Mm-mm-mm. Don't try to get up. Mommy wants you on your back. Good boy. Shh, shh, shh. Just relax. I thought you weren't going to disobey me anymore. Yeah? Then why are you squirming so much, babe? I'm only playing. You do not have to apologize. Mwah. I know that you learned your lesson. But just in case, why don't I pin those arms down? Good boy. Does it feel nice when I grind into you like this? Based on how your body's reacting, it must. Sweetie, you're already getting hard again. You missed me a lot, didn't you? I can only imagine how pent up you got, not having mommy here to relieve you. I bet you weren't even able to jack off. Yeah? Did you think about me every time you tried? Did you? Remember how amazing it felt when I fucked you? Your cock knows who it belongs to, darling. Good boy. I am getting you all slick with my juices. Are you ready for me to stick it inside? Okay, then. Mommy is going to guide you to her entrance. Welcome home, sweetie. This is how you are meant to be, slut. Pinned down beneath me, your perfect cock massaged by my tight pink pussy. Good boy. You feel amazing. Oh, fuck. Can you see your cock sliding inside of me? How the tip almost slips out before being swallowed up again? My sweet little boy. No one else can hear you whimper like that. Got it? No one else can make you whisper their name so beautifully. Oh, you are all mine. My love. Mommy only cares about you. You stole my heart. Whisked it away under the cover of night. And now you have to take responsibility. Because there's no brightness in my life when you're gone. No joy or pleasure. All that is yours to give. The softest touch of your fingers will set me ablaze. The briefest kiss from your lips is enough to right every wrong. Don't ever leave me again like that, okay? Promise me, baby. You don't even have to love me, but just please, please, just promise me that. Good boy. Oh, very good boy. God, your cock is pulsing like crazy. Oh, are you getting close? Yeah? I am not stopping until those balls are completely empty. Oh, you're gonna plant your seed deep inside of me, sweetie. I will make you paint my womb white with your cum. I cannot wait to bear your child, to become a mommy for real. Huh? And no, I'm not pulling out. What is wrong? Why are you struggling so hard? I told you before that I was going to stop taking my birth control, didn't I? That I wanted to try for a baby? Sweetie, it's okay. Just let it happen. Focus on the pleasure, on my body pressed against you. Yeah, good boy. It'll feel so good to spurt out all that thick cum. Listen, I have to do this. Otherwise, someone might steal you from me. Don't try to pretend. I know about your little girlfriend at work. That fucking hussy. I can't blame you, though. She gaslit you, lied about me, tried to break us apart. Don't worry. I had a little talk with her, made it very clear that she had no business interfering with our relationship. Though, I'm not positive that she got that through her thick skull. So, make sure to tell her to stay far away from you. I don't make idle threats. You should understand that better than anyone else. Sweetie, I know you two never did anything. My good boy wouldn't betray me. Yeah, she told me how you turned her down. But I still have to make sure. And once I'm pregnant, you won't ever be able to abandon me. Good boy. I'm gonna pound you as hard as I can, all right? If you really don't want this, then stop yourself from coming. Oh, fuck. Take it, you whore. Yeah, you want to knock me up, sweetie? Give your mommy a nice round belly? Do it. Come for me. Pump your load inside my fertile pussy. Yes, fill me up, breed me. I'm coming too. Shit. Don't stop. Don't you dare stop. Oh, fuck. We're gonna have a baby together, honey. We're gonna be such good parents. You're gonna be mine for real, forever. Good fucking boy. I can still feel you spasming. Yeah. Let it all out, baby. Good boy. Mommy's really proud of you. No, it's okay. I came really hard. You don't have to eat me out or anything. As much as I'd enjoy watching you push your load deeper inside of me with your tongue, I'd rather just stay like this for a little longer. Good boy. Rest easy. Things will finally return to normal soon. It won't always be good. There will be days that you'll wake up in pain, disgusted by what I did to you. And yet, you'll still wonder if it was all your fault for making me mad, for being disobedient. Most days, however, will end with you asleep in my arms, loved, protected, and that sense of safety. That is a feeling you would sacrifice anything for, even if it's Only a lie. A lie you have to tell yourself. But no. No, I've hurt you too much. There can't be any more lies. The pain has to end. I won't put you through that again. I swear, sweetheart. No, no, don't cry. You have nothing to apologize for. I made a lot of mistakes. Mistakes that you paid the price for. This is not your fault. You did what you had to when there seemed like there weren't any other options. That's it, sweetie. Let it all out. It's okay to cry. Yeah. Good boy. There's no need to be brave. Mommy's got you. You are so strong and smart and beautiful. And I love you more than anything. Just imagine yourself at home, okay? You're in our big bed, and the world outside is quiet. You feel my arms tight around you, protective. Everything is still except for the gentle rise and fall of my chest. And as you start to fall asleep, you hear me whisper in your ear, so soft you can barely hear it. I love you. I say the words warm, enveloping. I repeat it over and over like a spell, like I'm warding away evil. I love you. Good boy. Go to sleep. I'll always be here for you.